Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were instructed that the only way to resist the devil is to draw near to God. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The old entertainer, Cliff Wilson, used to say that the devil made me do it, but with a Christian. The Bible is very clear. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And see, Christians have failed to do that. And so the devil's not fleeing from them. They're not drawing nigh unto God, and they're not really trying to resist the devil. They may think of sin, so I don't want to do that anymore, but there's no plan, there's no turning to God, there's no anything. They'll just say, well, I'll say, God, forgive me. I had a lady one time come to me and just says, I'm leaving my husband. And I said, oh, has he been in adultery? Is he doing this? Doing what? No. It's just not there anymore. And I just says, well, you know that sin is with God. Oh, sin, what you're thinking of doing. She says, well, God will just have to forgive me. No, God doesn't have to forgive you when you're unrepentant and don't come to him and forsake your sin. If you're not willing to forsake your sin, then there's no forgiveness. Just saying, oh, God, forgive me. I know it's sin, but forgive me. I'm doing it. That's not forgiveness. And my friend, don't wait till you end up before his throne to realize that. Now, I think of in the Bible. Because it says in 1 Corinthians 6, in verse 19 there, when you look at it, as the devil deceived Eve, you know, we find out that he did deceive Eve. He deceived Eve. What about Adam? No, he sinned presumptuously. He knew that it was wrong, but he did it anyhow at the leading of his wife. Eve. So the serpent deceived Eve in the garden. That is why we consider a verse like 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? You see, you were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. That is how precious each of us are to him. But to live in a way that we are giving in to the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and the lust of the eyes, be mindful. The Holy Spirit, if you're saved, is indwelling you. And he is there the whole time, and he sees your reaction. You can't blame God. You can't blame other Christians. You know better. The blame belongs with yourself. And so, where are you standing with God? Where are you standing with Jesus Christ? What kind of position does he have in your life? When you have to find someone to share the blame with you. I mean, isn't that what Adam and Eve did in the garden? God confronted them. Eve said, well, Lord, is this serpent? And then Adam said, it was this woman you made for me, Lord, like it was the Lord's fault. Okay. And that poor serpent, he didn't have anybody to turn to. He was the devil, and it was his fault, but Adam and Eve were responsible. That's why that day they surely died. That is, they were separated from God, and doomed for an eternal hell without a Savior who could save their soul. But that Savior did come. The Holy Spirit indwelling you will never, never, never lead in the way that is contrary to the Word of God, that emulates the world. For as Titus, these three short chapters of Titus, they're showing us commands and things that so easily beset and defeat us because we're not striving for, in our personal life, to have behavior that becometh holiness. Remember that be it contemporary, worldly entertainment, whatever it is, might be the bars, it might be the movie, it might be the rock concerts, it might be gambling. Do not allow people to use the Bible to try to justify these things that are of the world, calling it grace or liberty. Now, I'm saying that because of these verses here that are in our text in Titus chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10, as we'll see in just a little bit. We're saying this because these are the things that Christians do. And so they will try to justify, well, there's a good purpose. Reason we're doing this, the reason we do this, because it's going to accomplish good. Nothing unholy will ever accomplish anything good or eternal for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and will never, never, never build your reward in heaven, even though you say you're doing it for the sake of Jesus Christ. He does not want the unholy. He had said back in the Old Testament, do not bring the vice of a dog or a harlot to the temple to offer as an offering, as a giving to the Lord's work, basically is what he's saying. Well, the harlot, we know what that is. There was, when he talks about the price of a dog, that's what they were calling homosexuals back in that day, and male prostitutes. And he says, don't bring price of that into the temple. Don't bring price a harlot has. We don't want her money. God doesn't want corrupted money. So that's why he did it the way he did. Now, Jude chapter 3 and verse 4, it states, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend. Have you ever thought of those words, earnestly? Okay. Earnestly, with that L-Y in the end, has the idea of you continue to fight the fight. It's not just a one-day fight. Well, I'll win that battle on Sunday morning. Oh, no, it's every day. To earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude says he had wanted to write to them about the common salvation. Why? Well, the preaching of the gospel is strength to them that believe. But Christians should be clear on it. Now, you get a lot of different things coming in today's apostasy. There's a teaching that repentance is not necessary for salvation. Only faith. An evangelist was speaking in my pulpit. He's not spoken in there since then, I'll tell you that. But speaking in our pulpit one day, and he said, Jesus didn't say repent. He didn't say pray. He said believe, and he pounded the pulpit. And, you know, by saying that, I guess he thinks that James got it wrong. Because when he said, the devils believe and tremble, I don't think the devils are saved, do you? And he forgot that Jesus said twice in Luke chapter 13, verse 5, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You see, Jesus saying, ye shall all likewise perish if you don't repent. Then in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, you got the same word perish in both ones. One has the word belief, the other one has the word repent. They're all about, both about Jesus. But you see, what that is telling us is simply this. Being saved is by grace through faith, yes, but it is a repentance and faith on our part. In other words, I'm the one that has to believe. I have to have the one that says, okay, Lord, come into my life. Cleanse me by your blood. Cleanse my sin from me. Sanctify me. As I had there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, again, back in verse 9 through 11, but ye are justified and sanctified and cleansed. Wow, that is something. That was all involved in salvation. And yet there are those teaching today, oh no, that's not a part. Repentance is not a part. Repentance is a work. Well, repentance is not due penance. Obviously, whoever says that, doing penance is a thing they have in mind. And so if they don't have Catholic background, they are doing a Catholic doctrine, which involves due penance. So if they believe that repentance is not a part of salvation, but it's a work, then they equate repentance with doing penance. That tells me, if there's a preacher that says that, I don't want him back in my pulpit for sure. I don't want to listen to him because he doesn't understand the Word of God. And he's lacking greatly in that respect. So, you get people along the line that want to say something that no one else has said before and sound like they came up with something new. And usually people do that. They end up stubbing their own toe because that was a dumb thing to do because it went against the Word of God. Now, again, here we are, the book of Jude. And so, we saw the words perish. And when you come back and you're looking here at Jude, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. But when you think of the Holy Spirit, he breathed these words that were written in Jude to be written for you and I to have now. All the Bible's like that. Throughout, that's why you have a King James Bible, because you want exactly God's words. Not something man has decided, well, I don't like those words, so we'll make a new translation. So we needed that, and we need to exhort and contend for the common salvation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.